The Dwindling Power of Thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Dwindling Power of Thought. Within each one of us is a powerhouse that is just unbelievable, just beyond imagination. It's a powerhouse that will accomplish any goal we have for ourselves. It's a powerhouse that knows no beginning or end. It knows no right or wrong. It knows no up and down. It just is. And it is a fabulous powerhouse. Now, how do we connect with this powerhouse? Well, the powerhouse is our thought. And we connect with our thought by every attitude we have in our mind, by every thing we allow ourselves to give our attention to. I was counseling with some people the other day, and the thing that we were talking about was how to get along in the world without being touched by what other people are doing, without being motivated by what other people are doing, without thinking about what other people are doing and thinking that the things that other people are doing are things that we have to pay attention to. Now, how do we do it? How do we get along in the world and not be touched by what other people are doing? Well, all of our lives we've been taught to be our neighbor's keeper, our brother's keeper. And because we've been taught this, we feel we should do it. Now, we certainly don't do it, not even in the long run. If I were my brother's keeper, I would be saying every single moment of my life, he is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of his body is whole and perfect. He is a master. He is a magic person. He does everything beautifully. Everyone loves him. His world is filled with peace and power and happiness and joy and right action and truth. Wow! Do I think that guy is fantastic? I'm my brother's keeper. And I'm going to keep my brother in my thought in his highest and his best all the time. Every single minute, every single second, every single instant of my life. Wow! Isn't that interesting? For our brother, we go all out and think these powerful, beautiful, wonderful thoughts. We don't have a dwindling power there. We have a massive power of going, saying, wow, yes, 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 yes. All is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is good. And we say that, and we say that, and we say that. We may see him doing something that is not beneficial to him, and we don't judge him, but we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. He does everything in divine order. He is the most divine order person I've ever met. He's a pure reflection of me. He is divine order, divine order, divine order. He is wonderful. He is glorious. And then I see him doing something that makes me wonder just what sort of an outcome he expects from it. But I don't care what he expects. I am his creator. And I create him in divine order, and I create him doing everything beautiful and good. I am not going to allow the dwindling power of the things that I see in the outer affect what I know to be true in the inner. I am not going to do that. I will not allow that in my consciousness, in my world, in my being. I will always see him as fantastic, because that's how I am. Now, just think, if I were to take that same energy, that same dwindling power that I allow to be fluffed off on somebody else and give it to myself. Oh my. If I were to say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful, I'm glorious, I'm intelligent, I use wisdom all the time, I live in divine order all the time, I am divine order, I am peace, I am power, I am wisdom, I am abundance, I am goodness, I am wholeness. Wow, just keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that. And as I keep saying that, that's all my mind can think about. That's all my world will demonstrate. And everywhere I look, I will see that which I think upon. I will see wholeness and perfection and right action and truth and abundance and harmony and wholeness and wholeness and wholeness and wholeness and wholeness. All is in divine order. Oh boy. Herb, you really are way out. You really are way out on the limb of nowhere. Really you are. Who can do such a thing like that? Who can take their dwindling power of thought, which just sort of eases away when we look at appearances, and we look at appearances and we say, well, now that really isn't wholeness and perfection. That really isn't right action. Hey, who are you to judge what's going on in the world? Who are you to judge what anyone else is doing? You don't judge anybody. You look at the world and you look at all things and say, all is good and very good. If the divine creative cause creating all of us said of its creation, all is good and very good, how can we do less? We can only do more. We can look at our creation, regardless of appearances, and say, all is in divine order. We look at ourselves, regardless of appearances, and we say, all is in divine order. We look at our world and say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. We do not allow for one instant the thought that anything might not be in divine order. We do not allow for one instant any thought that might be not beneficial to us. We do not allow in our consciousness one thought that would tear down the original purity and integrity that we know we are. We know we're the original purity and integrity. When a little boy is not acting like a good boy, you don't say to him, oh, you're a naughty boy. I don't know where you got that naughtiness from. That must from your inborn in you. Somehow you're a naughty, naughty boy. And if we say that, we... whether wherever it came from, however it came into being in that child's life, we exacerbate it. We allow it to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And how silly we are. Rather, we say of that little child, regardless whether he is 0 to 1,000, we say to that child, wow, are you brilliant? Are you wonderful? You're always doing the right thing. You're always a loving blessing to yourself and to your world. You are a super, super being, because that's what I see myself as. And so whatever I see myself as, that's what I see the world as. However I see myself, that's how I see the world. Whatever is my modus operandi, and that is the modus operandi of the world. That is the cause and effect of the world. That's how the world operates. That's how the world functions. That's how the world is. That's how I am. Oh, the dwindling power of thought no longer needs to be any part of our life. No longer needs to be any part of our existence. We are the amazing quality of allness right now. We are the amazing quality of our original purity and integrity. I'm the one that really needs this. I am the only one that matters. I say that for myself, and you can say that for yourself, but I'm the only one that matters. And I put the cause in motion. I now live in my original purity and integrity. And I may not understand it or recognize it, and I never will, but I live in my original purity and integrity. Whatever my original purity and integrity is, it's good. And that's what I live. I live in wholeness. I live in purity. I live in abundance. I live in right action. I live in peace. I live in truth. On and on and on and on. Endlessly, 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 I speak these words. Know this truth and demonstrate this truth in my life now and always. Nothing else makes any difference. Dwindling power of thought is a dwindling power of thought that I give to thoughts. If I stop thinking beautiful, powerful thoughts about myself, my world will be an exact replica of where my thought is. If I think beautiful, powerful, uplifting thoughts about me, my world is a beautiful expression of who I am. My world is beautiful, uplifting, the original purity and integrity, the magnificence, the ideal. Nothing else matters. For that's who I am, and that's who I will always be. And that's all that matters to me, that I am this original reality. I am this original expression of all that is good and pure and true and right now. I am that. That's what I am. And that's all that matters. That is all that matters. I am that original purity and integrity. 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 and I am creating myself in my own mind, in my own awareness, in this truth, and I demonstrate it every moment of my life. Join me on this happy road to love, peace, honor, truth, and all that's good right now. For you can be sure, I love you. I love you. I love you.